It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Begin your future at Governor State University. Learn about their new degree programs, new student residences, and completely renovated classrooms, labs, library, and more. Attend their open house Monday, October 12th from 10 to 2. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
1-877 Cards for Kids. K-A-R-S Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You can see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here. The Cubs are taking on the Pirates in Pittsburgh for a do-or-die NL wildcard showdown. We've got all the latest on this huge game, so keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, we are WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears improved to 1-3 on the season after yesterday's 22-20 win over Oakland. Martellus Bennett and Eddie Royal both found the end zone on passes from Jay Cutler. Robbie Gould with three field goals, two of them for 49 and 54 yards. Martellus Bennett feeling good about the win.
That win was really big, especially in the fashion that we won, other than like having to blow up, because it just shows guys like, hey, just stick together throughout the whole game. 2 minutes left, the offense, defense did a great job getting a stop. Special teams did a great job making a kick, and we did a good job driving down the field. We had backs against the wall a couple times on the last two-minute drive, and we were able to make plays, and I think that's where you build confidence.
Not all good news out of yesterday's game, though. Center Will Montgomery will require surgery for a broken left leg. He'll miss the remainder of the season. But the Bears are now out of the basement in the NFC North. That spot held by Detroit at 0-3. Green Bay at the top of the division at 4-0. Minnesota just ahead of the Bears at 2-2. Bears have the day off tomorrow before they turn their attention to playing Kansas City at Arrowhead next Sunday. And Pro Football Talk has reported that linebacker Willie Young asked to be traded in the wake of the Jared Allen deal. Young signed a 3-year, $9 million deal before the 2014 season. Miami's Joel Philbin, the first NFL coach to be involuntarily relieved of his position this season. He was fired after Miami got off to a 1-3 start. Lions and Seahawks play tonight on Monday Night Football. To baseball, where the Cubs ended the regular season by winning 8 in a row, finishing with 97 wins, just 3 games behind St. Louis for the division and 1 game behind Pittsburgh for the top wildcard spot. Next game for the Cubs is the one-game wildcard matchup with Pittsburgh. Jake Arrieta takes on Garrett Cole. The winner heads to St. Louis to take on the Cardinals Friday. First pitch in that game Wednesday night at 7. And the scores, Bruce Levine broke news today on Spiegel and Goff that Sox broadcaster Hawk Harrelson will reduce his workload to 81 games for the next two seasons. Hawk will do 78 road games next year, plus the White Sox home opener and two games against the Cubs at the Cell. Elsewhere in the league, the Nationals have fired manager Matt Williams after 2 years at the helm. And the first wild card game is tomorrow when the Astros and Yankees play at 7 o'clock. But Yankees pitcher CC Sabathia will not be available to his team for that one. He announced today he's entering rehab for alcohol addiction and will not play in the postseason. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Franchise Expo, October 9th and 10th at McCormick Place. And be there when the Chicago Wolves open the season at home Saturday, October 10th at the Allstate Arena against the Milwaukee Admirals, part of the Amtrak rivalry. For more information about great hockey in a family-friendly environment, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Chicago Wolves, hungry for more. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the Radio Home for Bears fans. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro, for the updates and your camaraderie around these parts. Thank you to our guest today, James Big Cat Williams. Bruce Levine for a couple of minutes as he broke the Hawk Harrelson news right
exclusively,
here on the story.
Exclusively right on our show.
On our show.
We thank Bruce for that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Could have done it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Chose our show.
Yep. Could have been
that.
Anywhere in the world,
anywhere.
But you chose us.
As you all should. Hub Arkish also joined us on the show. Just our show. Exclusively until he's on every other show at some point.
Right.
Producers are Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski. Great job, man. And Kevin Zipak. And the video stream is back.
Yes, it
at
is.
Watch670thescore.com. And Brian Gertz does it and does it well. Tomorrow, listen to this. Tomorrow, Pat Hughes, Rodney Harrison, Antrell Roll.
Hopefully.
Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs, Joe Madden, and Joel Quenneville.
Big day.
That's our show tomorrow.
Yeah, we don't have to talk to each other at all.
Yeah, it's a good plan.
It'll be like a morning show. No, they have a lot of guests on the... Oh, you guys are the worst.
They have
a lot of guests on the morning show.
It's time for the shift change right here on 670 The Score. And the shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves.
They do. They have a lot of guests.
Who open the season Saturday at 7. Tickets for Chicago Wolves games, who open the season Saturday at 7, start at $11.
Yep.
Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Love the Wolves. And we love these two men. Dan Bernstein.
Two men.
Dan Bernstein. Two men over there. What up, fellas?
Happy boys.
Love these two men over here. They are Pancho and Cisco.
What's going on?
No, they're in the party.
How about
the party?
The two men
Jason
there,
loves
boy.
To win the
party. Yeah, the party would be great if it didn't have shirtless photos of Brendan McCaffrey.
I
as
saw
part
that.
Of the party.
There's like a photo montage, and I happened to walk in just as the big shirtless one was there. Did anybody see the Saints guy? The guy at the Saints game last night?
No.
Somebody missed a field goal. Saints missed a field goal late, and there was a guy showing his giant belly behind. The uprights and rubbing his belly, and he distracted him, supposedly.
Well, he claims he did.
Well, he was awesome, though. I loved that guy.
Nothing will ever be better than the Jaguars Titans guy with the balloon animals. The guy who has the balloon animals, and it's in the shape of something very, very
special,
very erotic.
No, nothing will ever top the Bears guy that jumped across to catch the ball.
That's awesome.
Was that the Cowboys and Bears when Deion Sanders played both ways, right?
Monday night game.
Monday night game, yeah. My dad went to that game and got me a Curtis Conway jersey. He didn't take me, but he brought me back a Curtis Conway jersey. He's like, man, the game was great. I'm like, I'm sure it was, you jerk. Now give me my Curtis Conway jersey so I can wear it in shame.
Well, what did you guys think about that thing? The Bears show some competence, as Jason said.
A day of competence.
A day of competence.
Yeah.
I thought Jay Cutler was pretty damn good, other than the one Jay Cutler play that he made. I mean, all the others were also Jay Cutler plays. I guess that's always the point of him.
Throwing to those guys behind that line, yeah. He's the primary reason why they won the game. That that and your guy Violent, who comes crashing down that line with bad intentions.
See,
man.
He is what I told you.
His game against the run, and I said it after the first 4 weeks, is as good as any outside linebacker I've seen. And Hub disputed it. And then I checked ProFootballFocus.com, and he has graded higher than any other outside linebacker in the league after the first month. versus the run. He is actually overall the fourth highest graded outside linebacker in the game.
Is he really overall?
Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware, and I believe Khalil Mack are
that
ahead
thing
of him.
Is those two dudes are scary.
That's the best defense
you're
in the game.
You're trying to come back Denver against that team.
Yeah, good luck.
You know, Peyton doesn't even have to be that good.
He's not. He's Willie Mays in a Mets uniform right now, though. That boy is bad.
Yep.
Like, he can't get the ball anywhere he wants it to get.
Get it to your team.
Yeah. Hey, that defense, though. Hey, Chris.
Oh, my God.
Not a better pair of corners in the game. And Chris Harris and Aqib Talib. And that pass rush is awesome.
Oh.
And then they got the kid who smoked weed and dropped in the draft, and Shane Ray, who's going to come and kill you as well. Like, Shane Ray, he's out there for like 12 plays, but he's always in the backfield. It's awesome to watch them, man.
Always take the weed guy.
Always?
Always draft take the weed guy.
No, yep. I got to think about it. What about the purple drink guy? Because you got
DeMarcus.
No.
Never take the purple drink guy.
Purple drink guy. No way.
The purple drink
always
guy,
take the weed guy.
Take the weed guy.
I mean,
history suggests you take the weed guy.
Even Pac-Man Jones is having a damn good year. He was a weed guy.
Look, I mean, if we're talking the 1992, I should have been drafted.
Yeah.
I should have been picked.
Wow.
I mean, do I need to be good at football or not?
No.
The other conclusion that I drew from that game is I trust the Bears coordinators to do their jobs more than I trust the head coach to do his.
Some really silly clock management.
Everybody warned us. Yeah. Everybody in Denver warned
they
us.
Sure
Everybody
did.
In Carolina warned us. It was Mike Kliss who said he may be the best coach in the league from Monday to Saturday.
He's Mac Brown.
And then, but the game coaching stuff, it's just not. After the Eddie Goldman sack, call a damn timeout.
You bet.
Jumping up and down screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Call a timeout. And then to call a timeout later, it's like.
You lost 30 seconds.
What are you? That's a ton of time.
Yeah.
That's enough time to make all the difference between doing
3 points. You're already dealing with a situation where you're down a point from the extra point that got blocked, so you should be thinking about that.
But Gase and Fangio are really good at their jobs.
And Fangio hasn't even turned on the exotic stuff yet. He's still trying to figure out who can play and who can't. And he's finding out that Jarvis Jenkins is playing for his food next year, so he's going hard.
What if Adrian Amos can play?
Hey,
because I kind of think he might be able to
in
play.
In run support, he is aggressive. I haven't seen anybody make a play on the ball yet.
No, but I've seen Adrian Amos make some one-on-one tackles comfortably.
The closest we've seen to a Bears defensive back making a play on the ball was Kyle Fuller at least separating a receiver at the end of a play.
Inside the 10-yard line, it happened.
It was a big
Trace
play.
Trace Porter had himself a nice game,
I
think.
He did, but
he's a vet.
But it wasn't by playing the ball. He understood where his safety help was, and it's clear that he was planning on undercutting those routes, which I thought was dangerous early. When I saw that was going to be his plan.
Because they better be able to tackle behind
and
you.
And then when Entrell Roll comes out, your trust level is a little different.
You got some guy with a hyphen in his name.
Jones Quartey.
I don't trust hyphen dudes.
I was introduced to him yesterday. I don't know about you guys.
I saw him on special teams. I'm like, who the hell is this 29?
Yeah.
I'm like, did they sign Adrian Peterson back?
I mean, I know I do this for a living, but I will admit that I was introduced to Jones Quartey.
I saw Mitch Unrein, and I'm like, that guy's out there again. Yeah.
Oh, come on, Jason. I knew that.
I apologize.
Jesus. Do your job.
I'm just not quite sure what to do about the offensive line. Now, you've got some difficult decisions here, and I was this close to wanting to bench Vlad Dukas before they had to put Omamah in on the other side.
He stands out in the bad plays, but I think he played decent. I think he played decent enough.
If he's just firing out and hitting somebody.
He's a strong man.
According to our linemen here on the score, according to Olin Kreutz and James Big Cat Williams, Vlad is a killer in the run game. They love him.
There's also a pass game.
Yeah, but with this team, you know, John Fox he'd rather run that thing 20 times a half.
He'll choose the run guy over the pass guy. All I can think about when I see Vlad Dukas now is the way Jason described his face, which is like bread that has been baked in a helmet and it's just kind of popping. He's
oozing out the helmet. He's a big juicy faced monster.
Well,
that's
remember,
what he is.
On Hard Knocks, didn't he win like the place in show of King Ugly?
Mm-hmm.
They gave him all three spots.
Yeah, he's so ugly that he's cute. You know?
And I'm gonna
it's like
bake
a Sharpay.
I don't think
Terry.
No,
I think he went past cute and right back around to ugly.
I think he rounded the bend quickly and went back to ugly and stayed there.
All I know is I'm going to bake a loaf of Vlad Dukas bread. And-